This is Unit 16 of Pimsleur's Norwegian.
Hør på denne telefonsamtalen. Stine snakker med Martin.
Stine is speaking with Martin. Near the end of the conversation, you'll hear
Vi ses,
which means something like We'll see each other. Listen.
Hei Martin, det deg? God kveld.
God kveld, Stine. Hvordan har du det?
Bra, takk. Du, Martin, vil du spise middag med meg?
Ja, gjerne. Når?
I morgen kveld, klokka 7. Det bra?
Ja, det bra.
Vi ses i morgen kveld, da. Ha det.
Ha det. Hør på samtalen en gang til.
Hei, Martin. Det deg? God kveld.
God kveld, Stine. Hvordan har du det?
Bra, takk. Du, Martin, vil du spise middag med meg?
Ja, gjerne. Når?
I morgen kveld, klokka 7. Det bra?
Ja, det bra.
Vi ses i morgen kveld, da. Ha det.
Ha det.
Suppose you're an American woman in Oslo, and a package has arrived in the mail. How does someone say, it's for you?
Det til deg. Til deg. Det til deg.
Try to ask, what is it?
Hva det? Hva det?
How does he say that he doesn't know?
Jeg vet ikke.
When you leave at the end of the day, you say bye.
Ha det.
He answers, see you tomorrow. First, what's the word for tomorrow?
I morgen.
See you tomorrow. Just listen.
Vi ses i morgen. Vi ses i morgen.
This is literally, we will see each other tomorrow.
Lytt og gjenta. Vi ses i morgen. Ses. Vi. Vi ses. Vi ses i morgen.
How does he say, see you tomorrow?
Vi ses i morgen.
Do you remember how to say, one more time?
En gang til.
How would you ask someone, could you say that one more time?
Kunne du si det en gang til? Kunne du si det? Kunne du si det en gang til?
Another day, you're out shopping. Indicating an item, ask how much it costs.
Hvor mye koster det?
How does the salesperson say, it costs 19 kroner?
Det koster 19 kroner.
Say, excuse me, could you say that one more time?
Unnskyld, kunne du si det en gang til? Unnskyld, kunne du si det en gang til?
How does he tell you again that it costs 19 kroner?
Det koster 19 kroner.
Tell him that you have no kroner.
Jeg har ingen kroner. Ingen kroner.
You could also say, I don't have any kroner. Literally, I have not any kroner. Try it.
Jeg har ikke noen kroner. Jeg har ikke noen kroner.
Do you remember how to say with you?
Med deg. Deg.
Now say, I can.
Jeg kan.
Try to say, I can give you.
Jeg kan gi deg. Jeg kan gi deg.
I can give you dollars.
Jeg kan gi deg dollar.
I have $17 with me.
Jeg har $17 med meg. $17.
I can give you dollars.
Jeg kan gi deg dollar.
I have also a credit card.
Jeg har også et kredittkort.
Later you meet a friend at a restaurant. The waiter brings your order. Handing you a glass, he says, "The wine is for you."
Vinen til deg. Til deg. Vinen. Vinen til deg.
Thank him.
Tak.
Your friend is driving, so she's ordered coffee. How does the waiter say to her, "The coffee is for you"?
Kaffen til deg. Kaffen.
Later, as you leave, you say, "See you tomorrow."
Vi ses i morgen. Vi ses. Vi ses i morgen.
You continue shopping. Do you remember the word for money?
Penger.
Say, it's a lot of money. Literally, it's many money.
Det mange penger. Mange penger.
Translating the price into dollars, you say, $18. That's a lot of money.
$18. Det mange penger.
Now say, that's too much money. Literally, that's too many money.
Det for mange penger. For mange penger.
Speaking about a price, do you remember how to say, that's too much?
Det for mye. For mye.
When the word money is omitted, you use
mye
for much. It's like saying that amount is too much. But with the word money, you use
mange.
Now say again, that's too much money.
Det for mange penger. For mange penger.
Suppose someone spoke to you very fast and you didn't understand what was said. Ask him if he could say that one more time.
Kunne du si det en gang til? Kunne du si det en gang til?
You're meeting a friend later. Try to say, "See you at 4 o'clock."
Vi ses klokka fire. Vi ses klokka fire.
How would someone ask, how much money do you have with you?
Hvor mange penger har du med deg? Hvor mange penger? Hvor mange penger har du med deg?
You want to say, I have $20.
Lytt og gjenta.
Jeg har 20 dollar. 20. 20.
Say, I have $20.
Jeg har 20 dollar.
Try to say, no, 24.
Nei, 24. 24.
Now say, I have $25.
Jeg har 25 dollar. 25.
Remembering that money is plural, tell me that I have too much money.
Du har for mange penger. For mange penger.
You want to say, I have 30 kroner.
Lytt og gjenta.
Jeg har 30 kroner. 30.
Say that you have 39 kroner.
Jeg har 39 kroner. 39.
Say, no, 29.
Nei, 29. 29.
He says, that's not enough.
Det ikke nok. Nok. Det ikke nok.
34 is enough.
34 nok. 34.
Say, that's too much.
Det for mye. For mye.
Now say, that's too much money.
Det for mange penger. For mange penger.
How would he say, see you tomorrow evening?
Vi ses i morgen kveld. Vi ses i morgen kveld.
Now here's 40 kroner.
Lytt og gjenta.
40 kroner. 40.
Say, give me 40 kroner.
Gi meg 40 kroner.
And now say 14 kroner.
14 kroner.
Say 14, 40.
14, 40. 14, 40.
Say, that will be 47 kroner.
Det blir 47 kroner. 47.
He says 46 is enough.
46 nok. 46.
Say, no, that's not enough.
Nei, det ikke nok.
I'd like to have 48 kroner.
Jeg vil gjerne ha 48 kroner. 48.
He says, no, 38.
Nei, 38.
No, 28.
Nei, 28. 28.
18.
18.
Say, I don't have any money.
Jeg har ikke noen penger. Jeg har ikke noen penger.
Ask, could you give me a couple of dollars?
Kunne du gi meg et par dollar?
He says, sorry, but I can't.
Beklager, men jeg kan ikke. Jeg kan ikke.
I have no dollars.
Jeg har ingen dollar.
Ask, do you have any money?
Har du noen penger? Noen?
How much money do you have?
Hvor mange penger har du?
He says emphatically, I don't have any money. Literally, I don't have any money, I.
Jeg har ikke noen penger, jeg. Jeg har ikke noen penger, jeg.
Contradicting him, you say, yes, you do. Say literally, yes, that have you.
Jo, det har du. Jo, det har du.
You have a lot of money.
Du har mange penger.
He says, I have a little money.
Jeg har litt penger. Jeg har litt penger.
But not so much.
Men ikke så mye. Jeg har litt penger, men ikke så mye.
Ask him again how much money he has.
Hvor mange penger har du?
How does he say that he has $35?
Jeg har 35 dollar. 35.
He says, I can give you $20.
Jeg kan gi deg 20 dollar. 20. Jeg kan gi deg. Jeg kan gi deg 20 dollar.
Is that enough?
Det nok?
It is, so he says, here you are, here's $20.
Vær så god. Her $20.
Now he says, see you tomorrow.
Vi ses I morgen. Vi ses I morgen.
Now you're an American man. You and a friend are with a mutual acquaintance. Say, I want to buy something for Kari.
Kari. Kjøper noe til Kari. Til Kari. Kari. Til Kari. Jeg vil kjøpe noe til Kari.
But I don't have many kroner with me.
Men jeg har ikke mange kroner med meg.
As you spoke, there was a loud noise in the street. Your friend says, "Excuse me, could you say that one more time?"
Unnskyld, kunne du si det en gang til?
So you repeat your statement, and your friend loans you some money. You agree to meet later. She says, see you at 5 o'clock.
Vi ses klokka fem. Vi ses klokka fem.
At 5, when you meet, you hand her a bottle. Say, here you are.
Vær så god.
The wine is for you.
Vinen til deg.
How does she say, thanks a lot?
Mange takk.
Now you'll hear some arithmetic problems in Norwegian. Listen to the question, do the math and say the answer. Let's begin.
Hvor mye 2 pluss 3. 2 pluss 3.
5.
Hvor mye 8 pluss 5? 8 pluss 5.
13.
Hvor mye 13 pluss 4? 13 pluss 4.
17.
Hvor mye 16 pluss 4? 16 pluss 4?
20. 20.
Hvor mye 20 pluss 6? 20 pluss 6?
26. 26.
Hvor mye 28 pluss 4? 28 pluss 4?
32. 32.
Hvor mye 33 pluss 10? 33 pluss 10?
43. 43.
Hvor mye 25 pluss 11? 25 pluss 11?
36. 36.
The Norwegian word for stop is
stopp.
Say stop, that's enough.
Stopp, det nok. Stopp, det nok.
Once again, you're an American woman in Oslo.
Du snakker med en mann.
You're speaking with a man. Respond affirmatively to everything he asks. For example, if he asks, can you do such and such? Then you say, yes, that I can. If he asks, do you have such and such? Then you say, yes, that I have. And so on. Let's begin.
Har du noen penger?
Ja, det har jeg. Det har jeg.
Vil du spise middag med meg?
Ja, det vil jeg. Det vil jeg gjerne.
Jeg skal også ha et glass øl. Vil du ha et glass øl?
Ja, det vil jeg. Det vil jeg gjerne.
Men jeg har ikke penger. Kan du kjøpe øl til meg?
Ja, det kan jeg. Jeg kan kjøpe øl til deg.
Kan du også kjøpe middag?
Ja, det kan jeg. Det kan jeg.
Now just listen.
Det bra. La oss gå på restaurant da.
That means, let's go to a restaurant then. The reading lesson for this unit follows.